Good morning. This meeting of the House Special Committee on Fisheries will come to order. The time is 10:03 on Tuesday, March 11th, 2025. Members present are Representative Kopp, Representative McCabe, Representative Elam, Representative Hemshute, and myself, Chair Stutes. We have a quorum to conduct business. I'm going to ask that everyone please silence your cell phones, and we're asking that members of the audience please not approach the table. If you need to pass a note or communicate with members, please get the attention of my committee aide, Jane Pearson, and she will be delighted to help you out. And we have Representative Edgman joining us now. I'd like to thank Andrew Magnuson, House Fishery Committee Secretary, and Marnie Provost from the Juneau LIO for teleconferencing support. Today's meeting, we will have the second hearing on two House Fishery Committee bills. House Bill 117, an act relating to commercial set gillnet fishing and providing for an effective date, and House Bill 116, an act exempting from insurance regulation cooperative agreements entered into by two or more persons engaged in commercial fishing for the purpose of paying claims or losses. If it is the will of the committee, I'd like to move House Bill 116 from committee today. Our first bill up for consideration is House Bill 117, and we'll be hearing public testimony today. I have my staff, Matt Greening, here today in case anyone needs a refresher or has any additional questions for the bill. If not, we will get started with public testimony. Would anyone like Mr. Greening to come up and refresh their memories on House Bill 117? Seeing none, we will go right into public testimony. And online we have, for House Bill 117, we have Jane Petrich.
Yes. Should I go ahead?
Please. If you would put yourself on the record and your affiliation and begin your testimony, please.
Okay. Hello, this is Jane Petrich, a Kodiak Island resident. And is that appropriate or adequate?
Yes.
I'm calling to testify in support of House Bill 117.
And begin your testimony, please.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the House Fisheries Committee. My name is Jane Petridge, and I've been set netting on the west side of Kodiak Island since 1977. I'm calling in support of House Bill 117. I started fishing with my husband with a single permit, and as our family grew, we purchased additional permits. As my sons grew up, they took on additional responsibility, and as my body aged, my role changed. I went from picking fish and changing diapers to mending nets, mentoring and teaching my granddaughters about the fishery, cooking for crew, managing paperwork, and doing whatever was necessary to keep the wheels on the bus. My roles changed over the years, but not my importance to the overall success of our operation. Imagine my humiliation last summer to be told that unless I went out to the tender each delivery our operation made, I would be breaking the law and receive a citation. 48 years of participating in a fishery, and suddenly I'm not recognized as a legal participant in the fishery. Further, I was told that every fish picked from the 175 fathoms of net linked to my permit had to be kept separate from every other fish picked from our six nets in the family operation. This would require at least an additional skiff and hiring additional crew. Building a skiff and hiring additional crew would be an insurmountable economic burden my family could not handle right now. If the new interpretation of the reg stands, and taking into account the economic state of the fishery, we will be faced with selling our operation. No locals could afford to buy our permits. Our permits, skiffs, and home would be sold to someone from off-island and probably out-of-state who could afford their adventure of a lifetime. The trajectory of the loss of permits in rural communities will be accelerated. House Bill 117 simply returns my fishery to the status quo, to the way I've fished for the past 48 years, and that is all I'm asking for here. Thank you for your work and support of House Bill 117.
Thank you, Ms. Petrich. Do we have any questions for Ms. Petrich? Seeing none, we appreciate your testimony. Next, we have Thomas Wisher. Mr. Wisher, if you'd state your name and affiliation for the record and begin your testimony, please.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the House Fisheries Committee. My name is Tom Wisher, and I've been a set gill net permit holder in Kodiak since 1976. Our operation currently has three permits, myself and my two adult children. And I am speaking to you in support of House Bill 117. And I want to thank you for addressing this issue and recognizing the urgency of a resolution. House Bill 117 makes statute and regulations consistent with the way set netting has always been done in Kodiak. A lot of fisheries are struggling right now, and the Kodiak family set net fisheries in particular. We're not asking for anything new here, just to be allowed to do what we have always done without the fear of a citation by the Alaska State Troopers while doing it. If the current interpretation of the existing statute would remain, I believe it will destroy the family set net fisheries. Separating, holding, and delivering fish by each permit holder every day is just not feasible. Additional equipment would be required, and family permit holders whose primary duties involve shore support would be subjected to unnecessary hardship, and many would be forced to no longer participate in the fishery. Thank you again for your efforts in addressing this critical issue for the survival of our fishery. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wisher. Are there any questions from the committee for Mr. Wisher? Seeing none, we appreciate your testimony, Mr. Wisher. Next, we have Sue Jeffries. Sue, if you'd state your name and affiliation for the record and begin your testimony, please.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the House Fisheries Committee. My name is Sue Jeffries, and I am speaking on in support of HB 117. Myself and my husband, Dan Ogg, are both full-time Alaska residents and been Kodiak residents more than half a century. And we've been fishing at our set net site in Gigantic Bay since 1987. That's 38 salmon seasons so far. We each hold a limited improved Kodiak salmon set gill net permit, and we've run our family operation like a family for all those years. First siblings were our crew, then our children and their friends, and our nephews and their friends, and our family's friends' children, and now our grandchildren, along with able-bodied adventure seekers from around the country that want to experience Kodiak, and we're happy to provide that for them. But as everyone else has said, commingling fish caught with other permits does not, we've been doing this for probably since before statehood, I would think even before that, and it has not created any kind of conservation concern. The fish are still accounted for by weight and date and time harvested, and the fish and game managers get the information that they need just as they have for all these decades. A requiring the set net operation with more than one permit to separate would dramatically increase, as other people have said, set net operation costs. We would have to have another holding skiff, probably another ice machine. You can imagine how expensive that would be with the price of aluminum and all of that. I think that I don't want to take any much more of your time other than to say that I agree with others that it would be cost prohibitive and would be a real detriment to, I think, not just our particular families, but to fishing communities throughout the state, because I believe this is a statewide bill, and I think it would really detrimentally affect beyond our personal losses. So I appreciate your time and consideration and looking into this, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. Do we have any questions for Ms. Jeffries? Thank you, Sue, for calling in. Appreciate it. Next, we have Adam Wisher. If you'd state your name and affiliation for the record, please.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I'm Adam Wisher, and I've been sit-inning in Kodiak for my whole life. I'm calling in support of HB 117. Without this bill, you would be putting undue burden on an already dwindling industry, making it impossible to continue in our current way of life. Without this, you would also be placing a financial burden on our operations that is just not possible in our current state. And most importantly, I urge you to consider the very real threat you would be imposing to our family members by forcing them to go on the ocean in inclement weather should this bill not be adopted. Thank you for your time, and thank you for taking such swift action on this matter and hearing all of our concerns.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Wisher. Moving on to Virginia Adams. Virginia, if you'd state your name and affiliation for the record, please, and begin your testimony.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair and members of the Fisheries Committee. My name is Virginia Adams. I'm a Kodiak Island resident. I have fished my set-net site with my husband, Jonathan, since 1980, and then with our son since he was born in 88. We began as a one-permit operation. All three of us now have permits, and the testimony that you have had has been stellar. I'm very close to Jane Petrick's testimony. I've been a full-time on the water fisherman. I'm now 70 years old, so I spend a little more time on the beach doing the necessary beach work that every set-net operation has, which is just as valuable and needed as going on the water. Many set-net sites in Kodiak have great-grandchildren on their sites with grandparents that fish the sites. It's a very rich family tradition. This bill is essential to keeping what we have all become used to be productive as multi-generational fishing families, something I feel the state of Alaska should be supremely proud of and protect. So I certainly appreciate your time. There are some safety concerns with this, the lack of this bill, where, as Adam said, you know, you're going to be going to the beach after picking fish and trying to keep them separate and picking up grandparents and taking them out to deliver. It's really unfeasible, unrealistic. I don't know where it came from, but I am very appreciative of you supporting the status quo that we have had to make this a viable fishery for us. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ms. Adams. Any questions for Ms. Adams? Seeing none, thank you again. Next, we have Adelia Myrick. Adelia, if you'd state your name and affiliation for the record, please.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the House Fisheries Committee. For the record, I'm Adelia Myrick, president of the Northwest Setnetters Association, which represents setnetters in Kodiak's Northwest District. Thank you so much for your time today. You've heard from me already last week, and you know that our organization strongly supports HB 117. We want to thank you for your work to enable our set-net fishery to continue to operate as it always has. Today, I would just like to emphasize that this bill does nothing new. It is not creating a new opportunity for fishermen to form cooperatives. That opportunity has always existed. As you have heard throughout the testimony, people have fished in family cooperative groups for generations with never a concern from any of the agencies that monitor us. The legislation in HB 117 simply allows us to go back to fishing the way we always have without looking over our shoulder for fear of citations. Again, it does nothing new. If consolidation were an issue or any other concern for that matter, that would have already happened, because this kind of cooperative fishing has been going on for generations. The legislation keeps pressing our communities through supporting our longtime family operations to continue working together. It also provides opportunities for our young people coming up the ranks and maintain family ties and economic engines in some of our most rural places. I've heard some concerns regarding the number of permits that should be allowed for a cooperative, and I'd just like to discuss this for a moment. Again, I would reiterate that this bill is not doing anything new. The number of permits suggested is an attempt to capture and reflect what has been happening for generations, simply just to match the status quo, and not arbitrarily decide that somehow some operators should be penalized while others shouldn't. That number doesn't create any new opportunities to do something that hasn't existed before. It simply reflects our traditional practice. I urge you to keep a focus on what this bill truly does, which is preserving a historic and traditional fishery that is struggling. Thank you so much for all of your work on this bill. We appreciate your support and efforts, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Ms. Myrick? Seeing none, thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Eric O'Brien. If you'd state your name and affiliation for the record, please, and begin your testimony.
Hi. Thank you, Chair Stutes and members of the Fisheries Committee for advancing this important legislation. My name is Eric O'Brien, and I am a multi-generational participant in Kodiak's net fishery. I recently testified, so I'm here today to reaffirm the importance of HB 117, which fixes a 2024 misinterpretation, returning to the status quo, which allows my family members to support a fishing operation through non-fishing activity. As we've heard before, that non-fishing activity is really essential to the well-being and just the holistic the fishery, the fisheries and nature of it. Please pass this legislation so my daughters, my younger daughters, and my older parents, who continue holding their set net fish permits and not be required to spend 12 hours a day on the water in inclement weather, that is for strong, healthy, prime-age people like myself, not for the young and the old, who pose an absolutely essential form of support on the shoreside activities. Again, I thank you for this important work, and I urge you to pass 117 to clarify a misinterpretation that is affecting our fishery. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eric. Any questions? Seeing none. Next, we have Doris Much. Doris, if you'd state your name and affiliation and begin your testimony, please.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the House Fisheries Committee. My name is Doris Much, and our family owns a fitness site on the west side of Kodiak Island. I am speaking in strong support of HB 117. Our family has owned and operated this fish site since 2018, so we're kind of newcomers to this fishery. We utilize four permits involving three generations of family members. We operate as a team with some members managing the shore operations and others going out into the skiff to harvest salmon. The previous owners operated in the same manner for over 40 years. The recent interpretations of regulations requiring that all fish permits must be kept separate with every permit holder needing to sign at each delivery has created significant challenges to our operations. This requirement is not only inconvenient, but also disrupts the traditional way we have operated and causes safety issues. We are not asking for any drastic changes, just the ability to continue operating as we always have. We want to avoid the uncertainty of potentially violating new regulations and enforcement. HB 117 offers a straightforward solution to clarify the confusion surrounding these interpretations, ensuring that the Alaska Department of Fish and Game receives the necessary information while allowing the fishery to continue in the way it always has. Thank you for your attention to this issue and for your efforts to address this challenge.
Thank you. Excuse me. Are there any questions for Ms. Much? Seeing none, thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Mark Beardsley. If you would state your name and affiliation for the record, please. And begin your testimony.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the House Fisheries Committee. My name is Mark Beardsley, a Kodiak-based set netter on the west side of Kodiak. My wife and I have fished our multi-permit set net operation together for over three decades. I'm calling in support of HB 117. We rely on traditional family set net practices to efficiently manage the various demands of our small operation, which involve multiple permits. Teamwork is essential as we use two skiffs to handle gear safely and effectively. At various times or in challenging weather, we often simultaneously help each other on permitted gear, picking salmon from our nets from both ends at the same time, working towards each other. This ensures the job is completed swiftly while maintaining the safety of us and our crew members. Additionally, in a small shore-based fishery, there are equipment breakdowns, net repairs, and ongoing projects, sometimes leaving one of us on the beach and our second skiff tied up. This results in one of us working on multiple permits using a single skiff while the other permit holder remains onshore making repairs and coordinating shore-based efforts. I am supportive of a pre-season registration process to identify permits that will be fished cooperatively if it will benefit the continuation of our historic fishing practices. I encourage your support of HB 117 to maintain our historic fishing practices, which provide needed efficiency, our ongoing viability, and the safety of everyone involved. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you kindly. Any questions for Mr. Beardsley? Seeing none, thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Alfred Haughey. Forgive me if I got that last name wrong. If you would state your name and affiliation for the record, please.
Alfred Hoy.
Thank you. Begin your testimony, if you would, please, sir.
Okay. I don't have anything written down. I've fished in New York Bay on the west side of the island since 1965. And I've seen a lot of changes in laws and customs over those years. And there's always been someone trying to change something, either to make it more difficult or whatever, is that better? In our operation, we have four permits. And when you're tending the nets, it is a different one that will be out on the nets. And then there's a different one to cook food. So it's an effort from everybody, and whoever is available will do the delivering of the fish. And we've always, in the past, we've always had, we deliver many times to the tenders. And in the past, our first delivery, they use a sheet, and they keep that same sheet through the day for all the delivery that we deliver to the tenders. And then at the end of the day, we just have one sheet, which seems to make it a lot more efficient for the cannery and for us to keep track of our. And I definitely support the House Bill 117 so that it won't put hardships on all the senators. And will they have to worry about this and worry about that, whether they're doing something right or wrong? Everybody's working so hard out there that we don't really have time to think about things like that. So anyway, I appreciate the board meeting today, the time you're spending, and I appreciate the other senators who have called in and to support this bill. So I thank you very much and I support House Bill 117. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there questions for Mr. Haughey? Seeing none. Thank you. Next, we have Matthew Rindu. Mr. Rindu, if you'd state your name and affiliation for the record and begin your testimony, please.
Yes. Hello. My name's Matthew Rindu. I am a set netter, longtime set netter, and I own and operate a set net site on the northwest side of Kodiak Island. And I am calling in support of House Bill 117. I think a number of the set netters have already talked about the logistics around our operations. I know that a number, of our set netters are family-run operations, and being able to, pick off of several permits worth of nets mingling those fish together and then having one of the permit holder delivering the fish to a tender is a way that allows us to not only be efficient, but it also is a way that we're able to take safety into mind. I think that this allows for flexibility for us to pivot and adjust our harvest methods and delivery schedules, especially, you know, in terms of inclement weather and sea conditions. Another issue that we come up to is, you know, being able to do so in this manner just allows us to keep the volume of our fish viable for processors to continue to serve pet netters and bring our fish to markets. Right now, our fishery is having a little bit of an existential crisis, and it's my hope that my children and, you know, future generations of pet netters are going to be able to continue this family-oriented fishery, and House Bill 117 is going to provide the clarification that is going to allow us to, you know, continue hopefully doing this for generations to come. And so, again, I appreciate the work that you are all doing, and I am in support of House Bill 117.
Thank you. Are there questions from this committee? Seeing none, thank you for your testimony. I see no others online. Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify? Seeing none, I will close public testimony. I would also like to mention that we have for questions, if anyone has any questions online, Major Aaron Frenzel from the Alaska Wildlife Troopers. We have Forrest Bowers online, I think. I'm looking to see. Maybe Forrest is not online. And we have none other than Joe Feckel here with us, the legislative liaison for the Department of Fish and Game, for questions. And so with that, I'm going to take a brief at ease here. Record, thank you. With that, I see do any members of the committee have any comments? Representative McCabe.
Thanks, Madam Chair. So I just would like to say, you know, a number of years ago, this is another Kevin story, sorry. A number of years ago, I read about an architect that built a college. He didn't put any sidewalks in. And when they asked him why he didn't put sidewalks in, he said, well, we're just going to leave them until all of the students wear paths in the grass, and then we'll know exactly where to put the sidewalks for the most efficient, safest, best way to get to and from the buildings, right? It appears to me that our fisheries, our set netters, have done that for us. They know the safest, most efficient way to do their job. And I wonder, it still frustrates me that we actually have to do legislation to fix this, but apparently we do. So I think that they've done, I looked through the letters, I didn't see one, I saw one in opposition, but I think we should absolutely support our set netters and pass this out and get it on the streets as fast as we can.
Thank you. And I would like to make note, although most of our testifiers today were from Kodiak, this is a statewide issue. It's not just Kodiak. It is set netting throughout the state that is affected by this interpretation of the law. So do we have other comments? Representative.
Thank you. And I don't have any objections to this moving through committee. I just did want to, you know, let everybody know that I did have some folks from my guides on the Kenai that had made some comments in opposition because they wanted it to go through more of a board process rather than a legislative process. But I wanted to share that. I don't see anything particularly bad about this, and so I'm more than happy to support going through committee.
Thank you, Representative Elam. Other comments? Representative Kopp.
Madam Chair, just want to put it on the record that I have a conflict of interest as an active set netter in Bristol Bay, and I don't think it's going to affect me financially one way or the other, but I just wanted to say I am, and I think this is a very good policy call. And I had nothing to do with drafting this bill, but it's a common sense bill, and I think it'll make the fishery work a lot better, especially with family units that have fished cooperatively for generations. It basically puts into statute how families have fished for decades. So, and it takes any question of law out of it as far as legality of being able to consolidate resources for delivery and also harvesting fish. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Appreciate that. Other comments? Representative Vance.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And yes, we have a lot of set netters in the Cook Inlet. And for the sport fish guides, it will go through the Board of Fish to adopt regulations. However, this is our purview, is to clarify the law. So it's going to go through both, which I think is appropriate. But everything we can do to help our set netters right now, because they have been greatly restricted. And I think this is an opportunity to clarify that this is an unintentional restriction that is being put on them. I hope it's unintentional, because they feel like they have been targeted for many years to not be able to continue fishing the way that they fish for more than 100 years. So thank you for prioritizing this. Let's get it moving along and help them get back to fishing without the added anxiety.
Thank you, Representative Vance. With that, Representative Edgman, I would entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move to report House Bill 117 LS0557/N out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Thank you. There being no further objection, House Bill 117 version 34-LS0557/N will be reported out of the House Fisheries Committee as amended with individual recommendations. Not amended. Oh, that's right. We didn't amend it. Thank you for that. I'm reading from this other script here. But we will report House Bill 117 out of committee with any attached fiscal notes and recommendations from the committee. Thank you. We'll take a brief at ease to sign the paperwork. Back on record. Our next bill up today, by request of the Legislative Task Force Evaluating Alaska's Seafood Industry, is House Bill 116, Commercial Fishing Insurance Cooperatives. I have my staff, Matt Greening, here today in case anyone needs a refresher or questions on this bill. If not, we will get started with public testimony. I will open public testimony if there are no questions from this committee. And with that, I will mention we have online Mr. Bob Kehoe for questions. He's the Purse Seine Owners Association and currently oversees three insurance co-ops. And we have in the room Lori Winghire, Director of the Division of Insurance. And with that, we will go to James Pocketuck. Mr. Pocketuck, if you would state your name and affiliation for the record and begin your testimony, please. Mr. Pocketuck? Well, we will set that one aside and ask if there's anyone in the room that wishes to testify on House Bill 116. Seeing no one in the room, I will ask Mr. Pocketuck.
Here.
There you go. If you'd state your name and affiliation for the record and begin your testimony, please.
Yes, my name is James Pocketuck. P-A-T-K-O-T-A-K, and I am here in the Barrow Legislation Office with Janelle Edbert, and she's doing a good job with her work. Anyway, the thing I'm going to talk about this morning is not in any of your House bills, for the record. It's just going to be a statement or a question I have for the body here down in Juneau or something. And in your discussions about this statement I'm going to make, refers to possibly commercial whaling here for our local native people that hunt the bowhead whale here in Barrow.
Mr. Pakatuk, excuse me for just a moment. Are you testifying on House Bill 116, which is an insurance bill, a pool insurance? That's what this public testimony is on, Mr. Pakatuk. I think.
Well, okay. Can I get a hold of Robin Burt? Well, she's our representative for the Arctic Slope, and I'm wondering if I could get a hold of her or have her get a hold of me in reference to my statement or a question.
I will be happy to notify Representative Burke and have her reach out to you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Is there anyone else in the room? Is there anyone else in the room that would like to testify? Seeing none, I will close public testimony. Do we have any comments from this committee?
I just have one, Madam Chair.
Representative Cox.
Is there anybody online, or maybe it's Mr. Greening, who could just talk us through how the insurance pool works? I noticed that the Purse Seiner Vessels Association does this in Washington State, just to kind of talk us through how it works.
We have Bob Kehoe online. I think he might be the one you're looking for. Yeah. Mr. Kehoe, did you hear the question?
Yes, Madam Chair. I did hear the question. Just for the record, Bob Kehoe, Executive Director of the Purse Seine Vessel Owners Association. So how it works? Well, I'll try to just give you. I don't want to give you all the boring details, but just kind of like a broad overview. Basically what it involves is a group of vessel owners getting together, agreeing to pool their money to basically insure their vessels that are part of the group by offering hull insurance, liability insurance, and pollution insurance. And then, so once you get this group together, then the group then works with a licensed insurance broker who then will assist in placing and purchasing what's known as stop loss insurance, where the co-op or the group of vessels would, pay claims up to a certain level, and then have insurance then above that level in the event that, claims are higher than the amount that the reserve can or the co-op can pay. And then, once you establish yourself, then hopefully, with some positive years in terms of low claims, you can build that reserve and strengthen it, and then at some point then return money back to the individual vessel owners in cases where, claims and the other costs of managing the pool are less than the money that is brought in. So that's kind of a broad overview of how it works.
Thank you. Did that answer your question, Representative Kopp?
Yes.
Are there other questions or comments? Seeing none, what would the will of the committee be? Are we ready to accept a motion?
I don't have any amendments.
Okay. Representative Edgman.
Madam Chair, I move to report House Bill 116, version 34. -LS0616/I out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
There being no objection, House Bill 116, version 34-LS0616/I is reported out of the House Fisheries Committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. And With that, our next scheduled meeting will be Thursday, March 13th. We will have our first hearing on HCR 1, establishing the Joint Legislative Task Force on Sport Fishing Service Providers in Southeast Alaska by Representative Himshut. And with that, and seeing no further business to come before this committee, and I would ask members to please stay long enough to sign the report. We are adjourned at 11:45.